So guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about a couple of things that are happening recently with Google Merchant Center and with Shopify Payments you need to watch out for when you go to launch a e-commerce store. If it's your first time listening to the episode and you want to get started with e-commerce and dropshipping, go check out my high-ticket dropshipping niches list. It's completely free. It's 99 products that are profitable, and you can use that to research niches and get started with your store today. Go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right, so in the last few months, and probably over 2020 and even before that, but more so recently, these changes have been taking place and these platforms are getting more strict. Specifically, Shopify Payments is becoming more strict and has been being more strict about who they allow to use Shopify Payments for their platform over time. Their banking partners don't like it when, you know, certain stores have a high risk for products to be, you know, causing trouble and stuff like that. And so they don't want, you know, the liability, which makes sense. And so Shopify Payments has to, you know, work with their banking partners. And if their banking partners don't like a certain type of product or, you know, whatnot, they see it higher liability, they're not going to approve you for an account. Basically, you can sign up for one, but they're not going to push it through. They're going to give you a suspension notice, put it on hold, verify, and all that stuff. So you have to be careful what you choose, and you have to make sure that the product is not dangerous at all. And it's very strange, but it's been happening sometimes for certain stores, even for products that aren't dangerous, and it more has to do with the store owner and, you know, their location and location of the IP addresses that have logged into the Shopify portal, things like that. So, you know, be careful if you have a team of virtual assistants, for instance, working on your store before you go to sign up for payments, because if it shows, you know, IP addresses in the Philippines, then that could cause a Shopify Payments, you know, suspension as well that way. So things that are dangerous, you know, things that are related to fire or things that are related to things that are large, quite large, big products, those things have tended to be, you know, flagged by Shopify Payments more often and refused. Now, if you get refused Shopify Payments and you want to use the Shopify platform, you can still set up Stripe, but you have to pay an extra 2%, which isn't too bad. But again, it's just an additional fee you're going to have to pay, because Shopify only allows stores to sell without that fee if they use Shopify Payments. Now, if you want to do something completely different and use something like WordPress and WooCommerce, you can do that for e-commerce. And of course, you can use Stripe then. And the only thing is that it's not hosted, so you're going to have to probably do a bit more work. If you don't have any development experience, it's probably probably a good idea to go with Shopify. But WooCommerce works as well, and it has all the same plugins available that Shopify has for apps. And, you know, you would just probably want to find a fast theme and create a really good buying experience through the website. WordPress sites tend to rank really well organically in Google, and they're great for blogging and content marketing. So for e-commerce, that can definitely be a benefit. If you get into a uncompetitive marketplace, you can rank pretty well using a WooCommerce site. But because of the issues I've had with WooCommerce in the past, I no longer use them. Personally, I use Shopify for all my stores. So I think that Shopify is the one to go with. You just have to kind of skirt their policies if you want to make it work for the long run. Now, the issue that's been happening recently with Google Merchant Center is that they have a lot of policies in place now, and they really want to see that you're a website that's trustworthy. So they've been smacking a lot of websites with suspensions lately. And one of the reasons we found could be the main issue is that if you are not putting a in-stock or out-of-stock or pre-order status on your product page, then they won't even approve you at all. Okay, so you can set up your feed easily with the availability information, and you can set up your Shopify store to show that it's in stock or out of stock pretty easily using, you know, Shopify's track inventory feature and, you know, setting the inventory number. But the main thing is that you have to also show it on the landing page. Now, if you just mark it as track inventory and it's in stock, Shopify does not automatically show in stock on the landing page. I don't know if that's just an issue with the themes that are available or if it's just something Shopify has not implemented yet, but really they should. They should have a place or in the theme where you can easily just you know, have it show up as in stock when you mark it as in stock and out of stock and whatnot. But for now, you can do it through variants. So you can set up a variant that says inventory with options that show in stock, out of stock, or pre-order with an ETA date, that kind of thing. And, you know, Of course, the themes usually have an option to discontinue selling it when it's out of stock. So it'll just say out of stock and it won't allow someone to buy it, or you can continue selling it. And you'll have to, of course, mark a ETA, like a pre-order arrival date or something like that. And it's basically like taking a pre-order. So make sure you do that. And also make sure that you have all your business information listed on the site. Make sure you don't copy too much content from your supplier's site. Maybe copying the specifications might be okay, but put your own content on the product descriptions from there. And you have to make sure that you have all your policy pages set up correctly. You have your social media profile set up correctly. Get some reviews added to your products, that kind of thing. And make sure that, you know, if they, whoever checks your account is going to do like a Google search of your business, stuff like that, make sure they can find your website easily, that it's searchable on Google. And, you know, if all that is good, then you should be able to get your site approved. But I found that lately that if you don't do all that stuff, especially the inventory stuff, before you actually do Google Merchant Center setup, then they can suspend your account. And if they suspend your account once, you might be able to get it approved a second time if you make the updates and the adjustments, but they're not going to tell you what updates and adjustments to make. That's one of the main issues. And because of that, you really have to just do everything you can and hopefully cross your fingers that it works out. But if you get suspended once and then twice, that domain is pretty much blacklisted. So you're going to have to set up a brand new domain. So you basically have to rebrand your store. So it is what it is, but Google Merchant Center is getting more strict because, you know, they probably had a lot of issues with inventory over the past year because of the coronavirus pandemic. And because of that, they don't want people advertising products through their platform that are just out of stock, or customers will have a bad experience and they'll go and use other comparison shopping tools like Amazon and eBay instead of using Google in their shopping network. Okay, so make sure if you are advertising that you definitely make sure that your inventory is selected. So these are just new updates that are kind of happening periodically, but as time goes on and this kind of pandemic tends to, you know, work its way through, you know, the countries and you know, our supply chains and whatnot, I think what we are going to be able to do and what supply chains are going to be doing is adapting and making sure that, you know, everything begins to run smoothly again. So I think that at least by the middle of 2021, things should start smoothing out a bit. But we still have a long ways to go. We are kind of in the middle of this pandemic right now, not even quite at the half point, I would say. It might be completely over by middle of 2022, but right now we just need to kind of buckle down and continue to work hard. When it comes to other things that the pandemic has had an effect on, number one, my credit card rewards. You know, like if you're using credit cards for your, you know, cash back for your business purchases, I'm not really doing any traveling lately. So instead of using the rewards for traveling, each month now I take a cash deposit for my rewards, which might not be the best way to use them, of course, but then I invest them into the stock market and cryptocurrencies, which is allowing it to generally see quite good growth over, you know, the prior past few months and hopefully continue in 2021. But you do have to keep an eye on it and, you know, make sure that you don't invest more than you can afford to lose, and that when you invest wisely and have a diversified portfolio. So, you know, consider doing something like that. Traveling this next year is going to be very difficult because you have a lot of countries that are putting new restrictions and lockdowns in place. You know, testing is totally required if you want to go anywhere before and after you get there, and multiple times while you're there usually. So it doesn't really make sense anymore to travel a whole lot for tourism. If you have to go home and whatnot, that's fine. But touring and tourism this year, probably not, you know, the most convenient experience, unless you're in a country that makes it easy. You know, like for Americans, going to Mexico or Brazil is probably still fairly easy. But I think that there are getting, you know, tougher as time goes on, as the coronavirus gets worse and worse. So hopefully this year the vaccine rollout happens and, you know, the new administration in the U.S. also puts a better policy in place to manage the coronavirus pandemic. And with all that, things will ease up and smooth out. And, you know, hopefully in a year or so, we'll be completely over this and things will be back to normal and growing again. So I'm really excited because e-commerce is doing great right now. So we're continuing to work hard and we're continuing to build sites for clients as well. So our clients are doing great. If you guys are interested in getting a, you know, e-commerce store built for you, we have a business in a box package where we set up the entire store, actually recruit you suppliers, add products, optimize, and launch your ads so that, you know, by the time you're launched, you are off to the races and ready to go. If you're interested in that, you can check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/businessinabox. And we also have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass where we teach how to dropship expensive products. It's a whole different business model from dropshipping low-cost products. And so if you want to get into that, check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Take care.